Aircheckdownloads.com. It's a beautiful
day. Brand new song from Michael Bublé. It's a beautiful day, and hopefully the song will reflect the weather here for the rest of Wednesday. Fingers crossed we get a nice day, although it's still very, very cold. Let's do Jesse J now and Price Tag. You ready?
You ready?
It's Key 103. Jesse J, B.O.B. and Price Tag. All right, this is Ricardo. We've got music on the way from Ed Sheeran, Pink and Bruno Mars after the news, which is next.
This afternoon from 4, Key 103 Home Time with OJ Borge.
Subject to availability.
Online, FM, digital and on your smartphone. Manchester's number one hit music station, Key 103.
From the Sky News Centre at 5, that's the latest. I'm Rachel Jewell.
This is Key 103.
It's Key 103. With more of your favourite hit music through the night, there's Bruno Mars and When I Was Your Man. Breakfast here at 6 a.m. right now. 13 minutes past 5, you early riser. Hello. Hello. Ricardo here. Great song from Justin Timberlake coming up, you might not have heard for a while. Right now, Rihanna and Mickey Echo, the beautiful song called Stay. Mickey Echo and Rihanna and Stay. So, without this sounding like an episode of Only Fools and Horses, do you know where I can get a cheap suit? I'm being deadly serious. I'm going to the Grand National on Saturday, which I'm really looking forward to. And I sort of went through my wardrobe looking for, well, my suit, which I only really wear for court appearances, which are sadly few and far between, which is good. I seem to have a jacket from one suit and a pair of pants from another suit, so I figure, okay, time to get a new suit. But I'm a little bit disturbed by what you see online. Everything these days is skinny fit. Well, I mean, what is that? Skinny fit. So I'm not a skinny bloke, which is fine, but even if I was, why would I want a skinny fit suit with a skinny fit shirt and a skinny fit tie? And the thing I noticed when looking around some of the online retailers at the moment is the skinny fit stuff's all in bright colours. So if you wear one of those, you end up looking like Scott Tracy from the Thunderbirds. So if there's a store near you that does cheap suits, you know, decent stuff, but don't cost the earth, then please get in touch. Text the word show with your message to 63103 and you'll be doing a bloke a lovely service at Wix. I haven't heard that for a while. Justin Timberlake and Timberland with Sexy back. Breakfast here at 6 a.m. It's almost 5:30. Thanks for your advice and your help on my cheap suit. Most people seem to be suggesting going to your supermarket clothing department, and I think there's nothing wrong with that, as long as people don't realise you're wearing a value range suit at the Grand National. Nothing wrong with that at all. Hello to John, hi to Kev on the night shift, Kelly, Paula Windsor as well, and Greg, who says, why don't you be totally different and make your own suit out of newspaper? Everyone will be talking about it. Yes, they will, especially if it rains, Greg. The ink will run, and the suit will disintegrate on my body. Not a good look. It's James Arthur. Spectrum, Florence of the Machine. So some news from this morning's papers. There'll be more on this after six in breakfast. A Cambridge University maths genius has come up with a formula to predict the winner of Saturday's Grand National. This will be good for my new suit. They've examined the names and ages of all the winning horses in the history of the National, which has been running for 174 years. And they reckon that the winners are most likely to have one-word names beginning with the letter S, R, M or C. The only one I could find by looking through the list is Seabass, which is already second favourite for the race. It's a bit of a lottery, though, isn't it? Last year, my horse fell at the first fence. Not good. Michael Owen retiring from football at the end of this season. Apparently, he's opened a bidding war between Strictly Come Dancing and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Both shows want to sign him up for their autumn series this year. And it looks like Simon Cowell is coming back to the X Factor this season, although he won't be really. They're saying in the papers this morning that he's going to do the shows live by satellite from Los Angeles, which I can't see that working myself. And Brown Dowling has been dropped from Celebrity Big Brother. Emma Willis has been offered the job. It's in the papers this morning, and as I said, more on that in breakfast from 6. Ollie Murs now.
Aircheckdownloads.com.